Book 5 Listening Book Unit 1 1. Listen and choose the phrases you hear. 1. Write down.
2. Come along.
3. Shake one's head.
4. Get into the car.
5. Begin to play. 2. Listen and write the missing words. A young boy was playing with a ball in the street. He kicked it so hard that it broke the window of a house and fell inside. A woman came to the window with the ball and shouted at the young boy, so he ran away, but he still wanted his ball back. A few minutes later, he returned and knocked at the door. When the woman opened the door, he said, "Father is going to come and repair your window very soon." After a few more minutes, a man came to the door with tools in his hand, so the woman let the boy take his ball away. When the man finished repairing the window, he said to the woman, "You have to pay me £10."
"But aren't you the father of that boy?"
the woman asked. "No," he answered. He was surprised too. "Aren't you his mother?" 3. Listen and finish the tag questions. 1. You're a teacher.
2. She is dancing.
3. They were late.
4. He was speaking.
5. I'm reading.
6. It's a green car.
7. Mary is singing.
8. Tom and Peter are standing.
9. The farmers were waiting.
10. She isn't driving.
4. Listen and choose the correct answers. Miss Joan was a teacher at a school. Sometimes her students learned very fast, but sometimes they seemed foolish. And then Miss Joan had to teach them many times. One day, after she taught them about what water was, she asked,
"What is water? Who knows?"
Everyone was quiet for a few minutes, and Miss Joan was not happy. But then one boy tried to give an answer.
"Yes, Bill,"
said Miss Joan happily. He was not one of the cleverest students in the class, so she was glad that he could answer. "Water is something that has no color until you wash your hands in it. Then it becomes black," the boy said with a smile. Unit 2 1. Listen and choose the words you hear. 1. Wave.
2.
3. Flat.
4. Sun.
5. Awake.
6. Ready.
7. Earliest.
8. Kick.
9. Charge.
10. Bedroom.
2. Listen and write the missing words. Joan and Jenny are twins. They are 10 years old. They go to the same school, and they are in the same class. They are very much like each other in every way. They look like each other. They talk like each other. Their poor teacher, Miss Jones, cannot tell who is who.
"How does your mother know who is who?"
she asked them.
"That's easy,"
Joan said.
"Yes,"
said Jenny.
"We've got different names."
3. Listen, choose the correct answers. 1. How long has Mr. Smith taught in Shenzhen?
"For about 2 years." Question.
"What's Mr. Smith?" 2. Does Anne know Peter?
"Yes, she does. They have known each other for 10 years. Question.
"Anne and Peter are old friends, aren't they?" 3. How long has your uncle worked in that factory?
"For 15 years. Question.
What's the woman's uncle? 4. Tom has been to Ju Hai once and Peter twice.
Kate has been there 3 times and Joan 4 times. Question.
Who went to Ju Hai most often? 5. Ken has gone to Beijing already.
He went there in June. Question.
In what season did Ken go to Beijing? 6. Have you ever been to America?
No, never, but I've been to England and Japan. Question.
Where has the woman been? 7. How long have you been in this school?
I came here in 1982. I have been here for 3 years. Question.
When did they have the talk? 8. I've never been to the Sea World. I'm going there tomorrow.
I've been there many times. Question.
Where is the man going tomorrow? 4. Listen and put tick or cross before each sentence according to what you hear. Tom went to borrow some money from Jack, but Jack wouldn't lend him any money, and he said, I will lend you when there are 2 moons. When Tom heard this, he thought, are there really 2 moons? It's a difficult problem from Jack. I can't get any money from him. When Tom walked near a lake, he found a very good way. He went back to Jack's home and told him he had found 2 moons. They went to the lake. They both found 2 moons. One was in the sky. The other was in the lake. Jack had to lend Tom some money.